Hey, I picked up some news feeds at our last stop.
Only news about Paul Giamatti, please.
The Large Hadron Collider is a total bust, apparently.
Ha-ha! Dummies.
They're nowhere on the hierarchy problem.
Still?
The Higgs is still inexplicably light.
See, this is beautiful. They build a super collider the size of a small town, and it doesn't work. So, they build another super collider the size of a bigger small town, and it doesn't work. So, they build another super collider the size of the world's biggest small town. And guess what? What's the definition of insanity again?
You're not bummed out by this?
Particle physics only exists for me to make fun of it.
It says a lot of the particle people are jumping ship, moving to more provable fields.
Look at them, picking up their lunch tray to move to a cooler table.
This sucks. I was excited about these colliders.
Which one? The first one that didn't work? Or the second one that didn't work? Or the third one that didn't work?
I secretly had hopes for naturalism.
You would, you dirty hippie. I dance on the grave of reductionism.
Why are you talking like these are failed experiments? They found this Higgs with these colliders.
Yes. And then, what happened?
Apparently it was all downhill from there.
I mean, scientists fail all the time, but has there ever been such an epic airball like this? There are now three increasingly larger, miles-long circles on the Earth that cost billions of dollars. What are they going to do with them? Make the world's biggest sumo circle?
You've got to have a dream, right?
This stuff hasn't matched up with the Planck scale since the 70s, and they still said, no, it's fine. We'll just make a big thing that smashes things together. That'll fix it.
But I like big things that smash things together.
Yeah, you and the rest of the standard model dum-dums.
Can we talk about how nothing matches the Planck scale? If the universe was injected with the appropriate level of Planckian energy, everything would explode.
That's why it's supersymmetry time, baby.
I thought supersymmetry was impossible.
Nah, it's improbable. Sounds like the other ideas that failed after three giant super colliders are the impossible ones. What else have you got for me?
Caltech is back on their Planet X bullshit again.
What is this?
They have a theory that there's a planet past Pluto.
Who cares?
Caltech, apparently. They have some new mathematical evidence of a Neptune-sized planet way past Pluto.
If there is, we should blow it up. Just to be mean. Can we blow up a planet yet?
These little pet theories drive me crazy. You know they're only talking about this because it sounds cool to donors.
If they discover it, they should sell the naming rights to the highest bidder. I want there to be a Planet Funyuns.
Pringles Planet.
Would someone from Planet Funyuns be a Funyonian?
Funyunite, I think.
What else?
The Flatiron Institute has a theory about immortal stars.
What's that?
Well, they're saying that if a star balances perfectly at the edge of a black hole, it can constantly feed on the accretion disk so it never runs out of fuel.
I'm perfectly balanced at the edge of Gloria's kitchen, never running out of fuel. Am I an immortal star?
Oh, this is infuriating. NASA has suspended all spacewalks again.
Why? Did somebody get mugged?
They're having a problem with water collecting in the helmets.
Water?
Yes.
In the spacesuit?
Yes.
In space?
Yes.
You know, Leaf, I'm no engineer, but I feel like water doesn't need to be in a spacesuit.
You would be right.
What's causing it?
Well, this is where it gets really fun. They don't know.
Water is inexplicably showing up in spacesuit helmets, and NASA has no idea why.
No idea.
How much water?
A few years ago, this one guy had his helmet fill up halfway before he got back to the ISS.
Halfway?
Yes.
With water?
With water.
In space?
The guy almost drowned. In orbit.
Are they gonna maybe look into this?
I'm quoting directly. Water leaks have been an intermittent issue for the suits for years. There are still continuing issues with evidence of water in the spacesuit helmets after the conclusion of an EVA, or even, in some cases, during an EVA, with no clear root cause for the problem.
No clear root cause.
That's right.
Okay, summing up here. For years, NASA astronauts have had their space helmets filling up with water, and no one can explain why.
Correct.
We're so dumb.
We're idiots.
What else?
They now have a catalog of over 5,000 exoplanets.
Gee, I wonder if any of them have intelligent life.
Seriously, this is like reading the local newspaper of your ass backwards hometown.
I love it. What else?
Surface of Mercury is covered in diamonds.
Boring.
HR 6819 is not a black hole, turns out.
What is it?
It's interesting. It's a binary star system, but the little star is dying because the bigger star is eating it, stripping it of all its fuel.
I was in a relationship like that. I was the big star.
Ah, man.
What?
This sucks.
What? Wait. Let me guess. The Earth is flat.
Voyager 1.
Huh. There's a name I haven't heard in a while.
The information they're getting back is all jumbled. They think it might be malfunctioning.
Of course it's malfunctioning. Wasn't it launched during the Hoover administration?
1977.
Well, Leif, come on.
I know.
What? Oh, Leif. Was this your favorite grandparent?
Yeah, kinda.
They had a good run.
You're right.
Honestly, I forgot it was still out there. That's impressive.
I know. It was a real workhorse, you know? It's like watching someone you love get senile.
What's the power source?
Radioisotopes.
Well, 1977? It's gonna run out of power in a couple of years anyway.
Yeah, it is. I'd give anything to give it a tune-up. Upgrade the power system. Give it a flame job.
Fuzzy dice?
Yeah. Damn.
Leif, you seem heartbroken.
I guess I am, kind of. Voyager was the last cool thing NASA did.
It was pretty cool.
I remember sitting there at Berkeley, watching the space shuttle put some friggin' CNN satellite in orbit and just thinking, what are you guys doing? Where's my Mars base, you assholes? The International Space Station? Why?
Leave. Nobody wants to live on Mars.
I want to live on Mars.
We have been there 3 times. You didn't even get off.
I know.
It's like Nevada without Las Vegas.
I know.
And 300 below zero.
I know.
Don't armchair quarterback NASA. They have to deal with congressmen from Tennessee who think the world was made 6,000 years ago.
I know.
Have you ever watched a congressional hearing? It's like watching Hee-Haw.
Complaining about NASA is every engineer's God-given right. I had this guy on one of my design teams once. He was from Luxembourg. He lived in America for most of his life, but his favorite thing to do was complain about Luxembourg. I guess that's me now.
You are really mad at Earth, aren't you?
Look, do you have any idea how frustrating NASA is to an engineer? They're sitting on a mountain of cool designs that are never going to happen.
Maybe it's the TED's fault.
No, sadly, the NASA mess is all us. We sent 2 Voyager satellites into the unknown with gold records on them. Earth's greatest hits, whale songs, kids, Blind Willie Johnson. That was supposed to be the opening act. Here we come, Cosmos. We were supposed to move out into the stars. Now it's just a bunch of billionaires launching themselves into low orbit saying, "Wee!" Kind of sucks being stuck in our native timeline. I have to check back in on Earth, and I get depressed.
You didn't have to check back in.
Yeah, I guess I didn't.
When did you leave?
Earth? 94.
Wow. You missed a few things.
I kept in touch. That was a mistake.
Wait, you found dark matter, a lifelong achievement, when you were in your 20s?
I got my master's degree at 19. What do you want me to do? Get a PhD in engineering? Who does that?
Leaf, you seem mad that you left Earth, but also glad that you left Earth.
It's me.
What is?
It's me. Earth is me. I am Earth.
Wow. You really were raised by hippies.
Tons of potential, but decided to do this other thing instead. That's Earth. That's NASA. That's me.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Leaf, you have what I like to call a mean case of the I was never featured on an episode of Nova blues.
This isn't about my ego.
No, but it is about how you see yourself. Maybe you shouldn't be so hard on yourself. And maybe we shouldn't be so hard on our home planet, considering there's a fascist galactic empire out there putting their thumb on the scale.
The problem is, sometimes I can't tell the difference. Sometimes I can't tell if it's Earth getting screwed or Earth screwing itself. And sometimes I can't tell if I'm getting screwed or I'm screwing myself. I discovered dark matter on Earth. Nobody ever knew. Carl Sagan made a gold record and sent it out into the great beyond, trying to talk to the rest of the universe. Then after that, crickets. I am Earth.
Leaf, do you honestly think Sagan was trying to reach alien races with this dying satellite of yours?
What else was he trying to do?
He made a disc of solid gold, and he put on it everything good about humanity. He said, "This is us. Not anything else. The good stuff. That's us." He made it official. He wasn't trying to talk to the stars, Leaf. He was trying to talk to us. That's all he was ever trying to do.
Fine. Carl Sagan was great. I'm not. What?
No, I'm saying... Ugh. Where is it? Hang on.
Don't give me some quote that's going to change my life.
No, actually, it's going to depress the shit out of you. Hang on. Aha! Demon-Haunted World by Carl Sagan, published in 1995, the year after you left Earth. Here we go. Science is more than a body of knowledge. It is a way of thinking. I have a foreboding of an America in my children's or grandchildren's time, when the United States is a service and information economy, when nearly all the key manufacturing industries have slipped away to other countries, when awesome technological powers are in the hands of a very few, and no one representing the public interest can even grasp the issues, when the people have lost the ability to set their own agendas or knowledgeably question those in authority, when, clutching our crystals and nervously consulting our horoscopes, our critical faculties in decline, unable to distinguish between what feels good and what is true, we slide, almost without noticing, back into superstition and darkness.
Shit.
This is what he was fighting against. His whole life. Carl Sagan, baddest motherfucker in the joint, failed. Everything in this passage came true. And you're sitting there feeling sorry for yourself because you've done more and seen more than any engineer in the history of the world? Get it together, dude! You and I are more on the brink of constant discovery than anyone in the history of our world. The catch is, no one may ever know. And that's okay. I don't need people to know I'm right, Leaf. I just need to be right. Long story short, be more like me. It's great over here in this booth.
I'll consider it. Okay?
Good. What's some good news? I'm sure there was some.
There is one.
Let's hear it.
The James Webb Telescope.
Really?
They finally got it in orbit. It's almost ready to go.
Is there a butt in there?
Honestly? Not really. It's up. It's working. Pretty soon now, we'll be able to look deeper into the universe than we ever have. They're saying we might be able to even see planets light years away. Even see what their atmospheres are made up of.
Oh, we are going to photobomb the shit out of that thing.
Absolutely.
As the Secretary General of the United Nations, an organization of 147 member states who represent almost all of the human inhabitants of the planet Earth, I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet. We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only peace and friendship, to teach if we are called upon, to be taught if we are fortunate. We know full well that our planet and all its inhabitants are but a small part of this immense universe that surrounds us, and it is with humility and hope that we take this step.
Silema chemen. Oikinis poteste chairete.
This interlude is made possible in part by our Monte Cristo level and above supporters. Wilson, Billy, Bertbert, Bethany, the Art Sherpa, the Waiting Pool Pirates, Mel Momberg, Rogue, Justine Burbank, Edgy Steve, Michael Christian, Jen C, Leia B, Onyx Rose, Marissa, Aaron Mitchell, Raven the Neko Queen, Melvis Gray Mystery, Om Vega, Codex Typo, Durkin Dankhill, Ang Velasquez, Ruth McCormick, Stuck in Derplahoma, Dancing Dog Dreams, Dio Dand, Menlor, Tracy, Calibri, Hippo, Maloran, Mrunmai Salil, Kara, Late Indeed Again, Ian Hertzler, Mother of Thor, Special K, Ryan Abbey, Sarah Bergenholtz, Will Goliu, Zaki Nat, Naya, Anna, Ben and Jessica, Levi, Delic Steve, Darcy D, and Existentially Exhausted Bean.
Salvete qui cumque est.